Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Wet Wet Wednesday. We gonna get into it, some sexy music. It's not all flow, but definitely sexy. Here's some new August Alsina. There's a point behind this right here. This is called Lost. Get lost in the music, get lost in the groove. DJ E Monster and the Monstars. Ooh, weed music.
Settle down. I know that you ain't seen me in a while, but that don't mean that we gotta rush. Maybe we can take our time out. Just touch down, touch down. But I ain't even trying to keep score. But tonight I think that we can get six back. Seven if you're trying to go for it. Take off everything you got on. You can't leave it on the side of the bed. Forget what you had your mind on. Baby, keep you playing on me instead. Down, 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 low now. Only one place where we can go now. All the way to the top. Hitting your spot. Say you say, boy, don't stop. Let's get lost in it. Baby, can we just get lost in it? Girl, I'm trying to break it off in it. And I wanna get you off in it. Baby, can we just get lost in it? Baby, can we just get lost in it? Girl, I'm trying to break it off in it. And I wanna get you off in it.
You
lost 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 in it.
You
lost. We got time, so pace it. Tell you what I mean when I walk through. Now right here in your face. Now I need you to show me what you gon' do. Bring them legs here so you can wrap them around my waist. I'ma start kissing all on your neck. We can do it here, we don't need the bed. But first, take off everything you got on. You can't leave it on the side of the bed. Forget what you had your mind on. Baby, keep your playing on me instead. Down, 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 low, now. Only one place where we can go now. All the way to the top. Hitting your spot. Till you say, boy, don't stop. Let's get lost in it. Baby, can we just get lost in it? Girl, I'm trying to break it off in it. And I wanna get you off in it. Baby, can we just get lost in it? Baby, can we just get lost in it? Girl, I'm trying to break it off in it. And I wanna get you off in it. Lost in it.
You
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 lost.
Wet Wednesday. Sexy conversation with a roar. I'm E Monster. I got me a little bit of wine over here. I probably should put my drawers back on. Hey, it is what it is. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Hunt that music. Hopefully you'll be getting lost in it. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. What's good, Mama? How you feeling?
Hello.
Well, I'm feeling monstrously sexy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Then the mood will
drinking
be set
my wine.
Tonight. Oh,
I'm
you got
my
some
wine.
Wine too? Okay.
I got some wine
okay.
too. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to have
hold
to play
on,
something
see.
That we can... Right. So I right.
put
so
your hand down your pants.
We got some sexy music for y'all.
One of the things I want to talk about tonight that I'm going to bring up, no pun intended, is sex buddies. Are they healthy?
Mm-hmm.
I seen somebody post on their social media today about something about relationships and a fuck buddy. And I was like, damn, is that really healthy? So we're going to talk about that coming up. I even tell you if that shit ever worked for me. I'm just saying, I put myself out there tonight. I got some wine. Shit, we going to step out there. Tomorrow I'm going to say erase the episode because I was drinking. But, hey, we going to get through it tonight. I hope y'all ready. I could say anything. Anything. So, all right, is there anything you want to touch on? No buns intended. Anything you want to touch on tonight?
You know what? I do. So I was reading another article, and it said, you're dating a woman, and you end up, you go meet the parents, and you realize you slept with the dad. Do you stay with the woman, or do you go with the dad, or do you not say anything?
Okay, that's what we're talking about. All right. We want to know how y'all feel about it. You can either call us up 424-243-9649, or you can connect with us on social media. Right now we're doing Facebook at The Monstars. You spell it THEMONSTARZ. Like the page and let us know how you feel about what we're talking about. Or, like I said, you can call in, press 1 if you want to go live. Or you can just call in and listen privately while you're on the go. So it's Wet Wednesday. We got to get them in the mood with some music. Not all new, not all slow, but definitely sexy. So, you about ready? So, what kind of wine you got over there? This might be another topic I want to talk about. What to drink before sex?
I'm drinking white tonight. I'm drinking a white sweet because I'm sweet tonight.
Is that like a Zinfandel?
No, I'm doing a Moscato tonight, a nice high-end Moscato that we had at our Taste of Love party the other night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Taste of Love.
And I'll tell you guys more. Yes, I got to talk to you more about that. It's so hot.
Okay. I can't wait to hear more about that. But, okay, I'm sitting over here. I got something I picked up over there in London. It is something I picked up over there. It's called ginger wine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to get into it. And then we both got some wine. Let's go ahead and wine with it. Just a little bit. Y'all ever make love to a reggae song? This is Rock City.
Yeah.
After this, I got some new Monica. Wet Wednesday. The Monica.
We live, y'all. 424-243-9649. Press 1. Let's go.
Up in the corner. That's how me make a move. Make sure that you tell your friend Sasha that me partner want to take her home. Me no need no background music when the gyal a scream out loud to me. Please don't stop what you're doing. The gyal a ride me like a wave. Enough gyal a ring off me telly. Cause when we in the sheet, them a love the way me perform. Man a bedroom bully with a hammer in me jean. Me come to tear down your walls. So turn your lights down low. And pull back your window curtains. But the girl's not yours.
Yeah.
And she wants it from night till morning. I said she called me. Got no. I
me keep the girl them ballin'. She be the wobbly diddly daddly diddly. She wanna do it all night. She love me Kawasaki, my ninja bike. She need new plumbing, me clean out she pipe. My girl do all the things that me like. Dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine, la. Dirty wine, my girl, dirty wine, whoa. Do it fast or slow, anyway you do it, you know. No one can tell like the name of Inika. Just give me the light and find control. And let's make love to a reggae song. Bounty killer and super cat. Playing and she yelling out, please don't stop. Girl, I'm the captain of the ship. Now I'm giving you approval to go and let the boat rock. Yeah, she say she want me to treat her like a girl in an island party dancing all on the speaker. And I believe her, so I freak her to keep her. She be getting me high like I'm smoking on some reefer. She the turn of time when she get on the dance floor. Cause when she did that, more that girls can't go. Wine slow, gal. Wine slow. Down low, gal. Go down low. And when she in the bed, goddamn, she a pro. She always seem to keep me coming back for more. Got my bottle on the iPod playing reload. Now we on the wrong floor. Cause everyone falls in love sometimes.
Come make we make love to a reggae song. Time to have sex song. I only want to make love to a reggae song. No one can tell like the name of Inika. Just give me the lights and find control. And let's make love to a reggae song. And let's make love to a reggae song. And let's make love to a reggae song. She a freak and a weaker. No one can tell like the name of Inika. Just give me the lights and find control.
Yeah, that's Rock City. Drink some wine and wine with us. I know I should have had Monica coming up, but you know what? I think this one's going to fit a little bit better. This is Just Will. This is called Closer. Independent artist coming in from the Twin Cities. We'll get to that Monica coming up in just a little bit right before our sexy conversation. But for now, let's get a little closer.
Last confrontation, been about a minute, oh, love's not a gimmick. I want the conversation, yeah, I wanna know how you been. I heard some things from your friends, got two kids now, I'm so proud. Again, I wanna go way back to the day where we were friends. You were the first, not the second, from my life. You're the future that presently taking my heart in love. I wanna get closer, closer. Somehow you got control of me. If you think that I'm joking, yeah. Think that I'm smoking. Closer, closer, again.
Wednesday. Radio Live, independent radio. What the rock?
Can I talk to you? Hey, hey, I know you're not in that mood. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Wanna get closer,
closer, closer, closer.
Okay.
Oh no,
I wanna go way back to the day to the day.
You're
the first, not the second. I'm alive. You're the future that's personally taking my heart and love. I
love you.
Wanna get closer, closer.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This wine and it's just Will and this closest song. Oh my goodness. I don't even want to talk to y'all right now. I just want to keep grooving, but I guess we got to do what we do around here. That's why it's called Talk Radio.
I mean, you could play another one if you want to. I mean, they will understand after that. Like, you got to play a banger after that one. I'm like, okay. Go, DJ.
Right, right. Matter of fact, let me go over here and find some. Let me see. So go ahead. Remind the people what we're going to talk about here in just a couple moments after this next track. Because, hey, I'm feeling it right now. I don't know about y'all, but, yeah, somebody's pennies is going to get snatched the fuck off after tonight. So what all are we talking about tonight?
Okay, so we're talking about sex buddies, our experience, the public's the Monstars opinions. If they have some, hit us up Facebook. We would love to read them on the radio. And the decision, if you're with, I'm with a significant other, and I go meet their parents, and I find out I've slept with either the mom or the dad. Let's just say that. Do you leave, tell, or is it a secret?
Now, that's a motherfucking topic for talk radio. I'm just saying, we're going to get into it, but for now, I'm trying to lay your head. This is Trey Song, a new one, while I finish my wine. Get it! Screw with it!
Cheers.
Nasty style.
Cheers. Yeah. Wet, 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 baby.
Look, baby, relax.
Lay
your head down.
Lay
your head down. I know you got a lot of things going on, but right now you can just lay it down.
Lay your head down, lay your head down.
Keep that stress off your mind. Make you feel good in the meantime.
Lay your head down, lay your head down.
You deserve a long way. You deserve a good time. You deserve a long night. things on your mind. Let me make it alright. Looking at you now, baby, you a show off. Don't just slow down, baby girl, go off. Set your head down. Let me take a load off. Will your body trust?
Because that's one, that's a crazy one right there. I'm just saying, that one is definitely wilding out. Perfect for talk radio. So, all right, so which one we want to tap on first?
Which one you want to get up on the knees? Sex buddies? Or sex buddies?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get that one out of the way, because that other one, that one can get wild and crazy. And we're going to give people a little bit more time to tune in and chime on. So, all right. So, like I said, I was on social media, you know, like I am every day with my little nosy ass. I'm always looking for content for the radio. So, definitely add us on your social media so we can see your pages and we will, you know, review your page, and we might talk about some shit you was on. You did? You just gotta let us know if you want to, you want us to mention your name. I did not get clearance to mention this person's name, so I'm just gonna say it. Yeah, I seen one. They were talking about something about, you know, they were having problems in relationships. I guess they broke up with somebody not too long ago. You know, the whole heartbreak type thing, and trying to, you know, settle in and refine somebody. And you know, they were saying, you know, relationship stuff ain't really working out for them. So I guess the next option is fuck buddy. You know, the page lit up, whatever, whatnot. So, you know, I was like, damn, is that really going to be healthy for this person? You know, is fuck buddies really healthy? So that's what I wanted to touch on. So I guess I'll just jump right into it. no foreplay. I guess I kind of think, in a way, it can be healthy. I think it can, you know, especially, you know, if you're not really trying to get back into the relationship game. But, you know, you got needs. We all got needs from time to time. It may not hit you right away. It might be some years down the line, but you're going to have that feeling. You know, and some of us, let's keep it 100. We can't deny that feeling. Some of us are going, nah, I'm just going to hold out, keep holding out. Them be the people, you know, you be talking about, I ain't had sex in 15 years. You be like, damn, for real? Yep. But they open up a closet and got a whole fake-ass man up in that motherfucker. They got toys, whips, chains, dildos, vibrators, and gyrators, and jurators, and lawnmowers, snowblowers. You understand what I'm saying. Get it?
Absolutely.
But, you know, some people, you know, they have to, you know, they give in to that need. Them are the people that, you know, usually try to hold out as long as they can. Them are the ones coming to work mad as hell, talking about they need some dick or they need to get some pussy. You know who I'm talking about. Somebody at work, there's probably somebody you know now that is sexually stressed
Mm-hmm.
And you usually can tell because mm-hmm. one day they might come in super duper happy, like, oh, damn, you giving raises? You giving out time off and all? You must have got some dick or some pussy last night. Yeah, yeah, that's what it had to be. You dig? Usually you crabby mm-hmm. the motherfucker, you know? So, honestly, I think sometimes it can be healthy. You know what I mean? If it's done in the right way, it can be healthy. I mean, how you feel about it?
Okay, I'm going to keep it 100 tonight. I'm going to keep it 1,000 tonight. There was a time where, okay, after I got my divorce, that's all I fucked with. If that's it. Mm-hmm. You was my fuck buddy. I had a good number of them.
Mm-hmm.
They had their different positions. Okay, I had one who we just fucked, and he was young.
Okay.
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 I had one who could eat pussy real good. Okay. I had one who liked to make love, or, you know, have the more intimate one. Okay. And then I had the one who was freaky as shit, and like you said, we brought in toys, vibrators, whips, chains, and all that shit, okay? The mm-hmm. thing that's hard about fuck buddies is if you're a good-ass woman, they begin to, or a good man, you begin to, like, fall in love or, you know, like someone. You see what I'm saying? So a boundary sometimes gets crossed where you ain't really want to cross it. And then they're hard to get rid of if the shit's good, because then now you got your ass a stalker, okay? Even if you set up and be like, this is all I want, and everything is strictly on your time. Like, it was strictly on my time. Stop playing. If I didn't call you, motherfucker don't show up. Like, if I call you and say, we gonna eat first,
mm-hmm.
then we gonna fuck, that's how I win. Now, but the thing for me, if you didn't do what I said before, you're not getting it, because I know it was good. You see what I'm saying? I know what I needed to
mm-hmm.
do to make sure each fuck buddy at the time was satisfied. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so it can be healthy on one end, because that's all you want, and you're satisfied. But then on the other end, you've got to remember that anytime you're fucking period, there's an emotional attachment, regardless.
Right.
And that's the thing that is hard to cut off, because somewhere some feelings are going to creep in. I had a fuck buddy for years.
Mm-hmm.
And to let them go, you're like, what? And then when you just let them go, they be like, well, damn. We can't no more. We gonna start it back up? No. So you're like, hell no, that's over. That was just a time period. But yeah. And then, you know, most married people that I know have fuck buddies, cause sometimes they get tired of their husband who do the same position and ain't willing to bring in anything else because they're set in their ways. So most people have, that's when that side man come in to do the things that man ain't doing. Especially
now,
when that woman is asking.
Right. Is that a mistress or is that a fuck buddy when you're married? Because I would say a fuck buddy when you're married would be like if the wife is like, okay, I know what y'all do. I ain't trying to do that to you, so let somebody else do it. But I ain't trying to let you go. Whatever. You know what I mean? But if it's just where they call themselves having a fuck buddy on the side, that's a mistress.
not if all you're doing is calling for a fuck. You gotta remember, a fuck buddy is someone you're just fucking. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a mistress is someone you're buying shit for, you're housing up, you got stocks, you got bonds, you got, you know, that's a mistress
mm-hmm.
when you got all that and family and kids, and that's a mistress. A fuck buddy, I'll call you, I'll meet you at the hotel, 969, apartment 2, or whatever. And we fucking. And then you getting up the
mm-hmm.
fuck out of my bed. Thank you very much. I'm going to home to my husband. Thank you very much. You did a great job. And then I'll call you when I need another one. Another release. A break off.
Wow.
Break you off.
All right. So, hey,
another exciting.
Let us know. Let us know how you feel about it. 424-243-9649. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, The Monstars. Or if you're listening 24/7, 365 to the archives, you see the comment link below where you push play. You can comment there as well. So let's get to some music. Take a break. Take a breather. Because I want to get to this other one, this other topic, before it's all said and done. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm on one tonight. So
yes.
Check it out. Here's a new Monica. This is called Commitment right here on Wet Wednesday.
Oh,
Monsters
that's
Radio.
The name of that one. Thank you. Heard that is
what I'm asking for. Feels like this dream will never come true. I just want somebody who know how to listen and give me attention. Who won't break my heart? Good intentions. I ain't hard to please. I don't need a lot. Show me that you care. Can you be there when I need you most? And when I say I don't, make me feel secure forever. I just need someone to love me when it's hard to. I can trust with all my issues. Someone who is patient and consistent. I need good sex and commitment from somebody loyal, understanding, who won't change up, take advantage of my emotions or my feelings. I need good sex and commitment. I don't want money, I'd rather effort, somebody real. I can be myself around who makes I'm having a bad day, you know just what to say. I can show you all my thoughts and where my demons play, and you won't use them against me. You'd rather use them to lift me. Can you be there when I need you most? Make me feel beautiful. Give reassurance. I can trust with all my issues. Someone who is patient and consistent. I need good sex and commitment from somebody loyal, understanding, who won't change up, take advantage of my emotions, all feelings. I need good sex and commitment.
Oh, damn. My fault. I'm over here grooving and shit. My bad. I'm going to get it together. Wet Wednesday. We'll make you forget that you guys are grooving with us right here on live internet radio. Radio with the Roar. So, all right, let's see. Wet Wednesday. So, all right, we talked about sex buddies. Is it healthy or not?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you can leave your comments or comment and call in and give a comment. Was you about to say something more about it before we moved on to the next little wet discussion?
Yes, I want to tell everybody, I'm going to be clear. It's unbelievable. That was her whole time. I was a hoe. However, I've moved on, I've digressed, and I'm not a hoe no more, okay? So don't be hitting our page like, damn, she was a hoe like that? Absolutely, I was a hoe like that. But I am now not a hoe like that. Just want to put it out there. But,
that's a whole nother topic in itself. That's a whole nother topic in itself. I don't know if that's a way. Well, Windsor Comic Cafe, but that is a topic in itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all, at some point, had our wild times. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Sexually active, whatever the weather, it was in your team. Some of y'all motherfuckers is wild now. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I mean, does that really make you a hoe because you're sexually active and you like to have sex?
Absolutely. How I was getting down, I just named five of them. There was many more. I just was trying to be nice on the damn radio. I was 13 to 1. I'm just saying. I was just being nice. I don't want to sound like a hoe. I'm just saying that was just a few of my names. I mean, somebody else will be able to understand what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying, you know. So,
Okay.
So,
okay. Well, I would have just said promiscuous. You know, I would have said the granny, the nana.
No.
She's just promiscuous child.
No.
She's just a promiscuous child.
I was
child.
A hoe.
She said
no. No. I was nasty. I mean, you just gotta keep it 100. I said I was gonna keep it 100 tonight, and it ain't even the wine talking. I'm just saying I was nasty. But in my defense, I was married for 17 and a half years, and I thought I was missing some good dick. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to
right,
be like,
right,
eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a dick by his toe. If I holler, let it go, let me buy that dick is so low. That's what I'm saying. So.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But DJ, I got a question for you, though. I heard you was DJing this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to know, is this where the new music came from? I mean, was you making people take their drawers off? That's all I want to know with this music. what was we doing? I mean, what was we doing?
Well, an artist by the name of Jay Styles, he had a release party going on at the Resty over the weekend, you know, put on by Dear Mama Entertainment. It's a label. They got a studio and stuff over here in Northeast Minneapolis. Really hot label company. Y'all really going to have to watch out for these guys coming up. They got some hot artists. It was $10 to get in there, but I'm telling y'all right now, the value was at least $129. That's how good of a show it was. People was turned the fuck up in there. But I think one of the great things was, you know, there was a couple people that came up to me and, you know, they really love some of the new music. They was coming up to me and was like, hey, who is that? Who is that? I ain't heard that before that bump. Come up again. Who is that? Who is that? So, you know, what really helped getting new artists or artists heard here locally, and they're responding greatly to it. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. I'm just saying. That's a great feeling as a DJ, just for somebody to come up and say, I ain't never heard that. Who is that? I'm talking about really pulling out your phone. How can I find you, bro? I need that song. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's a great feeling right there. That's a great feeling. So, yeah, they got some more events coming up. They said I'm going to DJ some more of them. So, we're going to see how it goes. So, but if you ever get a chance, check out Dear Mama Studios. They're over at 720 Central Avenue, Northeast Minneapolis. Their office number is 612-886-8031. And tell them DJ E Monster from Monsters Radio sent you. They might give you some type of free or some type of package over there that they got going on. Just ask for the Monster Special. I can't guarantee your ass nothing, but I'm just saying they might hook you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, let's get over here to this topic because we ain't got much time left. So let's get into it. Because I know sometimes your topic, oh my goodness, they could take over the whole show. So what are we on tonight? While I'm over here sipping my wine, let's just do it.
So, okay, you're dating your significant other and you introduce them to your parents. And in the introducing, you realize you slept with either the mom or the dad, you know, whoever you are. Do you tell your mates that you're dating, because this is someone you're meeting to get married, or do you keep it a secret? And if that person you slept with asks you to leave the relationship, are you going to?
See, now, I think this right here, this is one of the reasons why I think this is such a great topic, especially here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Bloomington, Edina, Crystal, Brooklyn Center, all y'all know who I'm talking about. This is like the biggest little city there is. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like everybody here knows everybody. If you don't know them, you either know their auntie or somebody else, their cousin,
yes,
or somebody in their family.
Absolutely.
That's just how it is. So something like this, this is real life shit here in our city. I'm just saying this, it could happen. It could happen. For real, for real. So I mean, damn, okay, so say okay, oof, oof, okay. I'm going to meet her parents, or I'm bringing her to my house. Which is it? I'll let you decide. It's up to me? Okay. Well, then.
No, you bringing her to your house, because I'm pretty sure you ain't slept with the dad. Or did you sleep with the mom? Question.
I could have slept with the mom. We're going to go that way.
Or anyway, like I'm saying, nowadays, these kids, nowadays, you know what I'm saying? They sleep with everybody. Or people nowadays sleep with everybody. So, like I said, it's up to you. You slept with the mama.
I'm going to say I slept with the mama because my dad is old as a motherfucker. So, this would have to be some R. Kelly type shit. Nah, so we're not going that route. We're going to go to her house, okay? So, we're going to pretend I slept with her mama. Oh, my goodness. So, I walk, ding, dong, or whatever. We walk in the door, hey, boop, 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 and dad comes on. How you doing, sir? Nice to meet you. Such and such. Hi, how you doing? Yes, my wife's out in the yard. She'll be in just a moment, or she's, you know, getting refreshments. She'll be here in just a moment, blah, blah, blah. We sit down, talk a little bit. I said, what'd you do? I do this, do that, do, do, do. And now here she comes. You hear her come in the back door. You hear her cutting through the kitchen. We all stand up to greet her. And here she comes. She hits the living room. Bam. And it's little bang bangs. That's what we call a little. I used to call a little bang bangs jawbone. Oh, my goodness. What do I do? What do I do? Woof. I'm not telling a damn thing. I'm just saying, if the mama ain't saying shit, I'm not saying nothing. I'm not telling a damn thing. I might come up with excuses why I can't go to the family function, but I'm not saying a motherfucking thing. No. I'm a tumbo that motherfucking situation. Nah, I'm not going. I'm just going to keep it 10,000. And I'm gonna leave it at that. And that's, we're gonna do that. Yeah.
If the mom calls you and be like, "Yo, I need you to break up with my daughter," are you breaking up?
You know what? Yes, because she probably gonna break up with me anyway. Just to save dignity. You know, I wouldn't lose no dignity. How would I lose dignity? Your mama the one probably lose some dignity. She probably stay with your daddy. Hopefully she wasn't. But I mean, I want to naturally say yes. But me knowing me, I'm probably gonna get defensive and be like, "Nah, fuck you then. You say you're gonna tell it then. I dare you. Go ahead, tell it then. You tell it. Tell it then. Tell it. Tell it. You know what I mean? Tell it then. And test it and see. And then see how she comes back. You know what I mean? You can't be mad at me. Especially before I met you. How you gonna be mad at me? I didn't know you then. I know you was only 7. I was younger too. But you've grown now. You in your late 20s. You've grown now. I mean, what should I do? This wine got me really, really imagining like this shit happened for real. I'm confused. I'm at a dilemma. I wouldn't know what to do. What would you do?
The crazy thing, I'm sleeping with the dad of the son. I'm be like, my bad. See, what had happened was I didn't know he was your daddy. See, if I would have met everybody when I asked to meet them right away, when you was like, "Nah, I don't want you to meet my family. I don't want you to meet my family. Not yet. We ain't there yet. My family's special." See, if you would have met, this took me when I asked you, then I would have known that I'm fucking your daddy. Like, this is all your fault. I'm blaming you. So it's all in the open. "Ma'am, I'm sorry. He just came on to me. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't know he was your daddy. I didn't know he was married. He didn't have no ring. He didn't put it on. So I'm sorry. It was before your time. So if you can't handle it, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want this to mess up our relationship. However, if it does, I slept with both father and son, and I know where he gets it from.
Ooh, I don't even want to ask, do you compare? Well, I mean, what if it was, I mean, shit. If I was the other person, though, say I was the one bringing home, shit, you know, we monsters right here. We got to keep it 100. You dig? Whether your emotions are right or wrong, it is what it is, but I'm breaking up with your ass. And, I mean, if it just so happened to be that I love you enough to keep your ass, you ain't coming to the family function. You can cancel Thanksgiving. We going to your house. I'm headed. Like, fuck nah. Hell nah.
But it would be weird at a family function, because in his mind or her mind, she's thinking, well, do you still want to fuck my dad or my mom? Like, is she better than me? How does that work?
Is that some type of subliminal joke? When he said, right. Pass me the buns. Pass me the buns, please. Can I have some of your buns?
I have some buns? Or, I mean, and then for if they're married, they looking at you like, nigga, you just cheated on me? Hold on. Like, let's start with that. And then if the dad is calling me like, yo, I need you to break up my son, why? Like, it was just a one-night stand. I mean, it all depends mm-hmm. how the situation goes down. But if it was somebody that I was, you know, messing with on a long term, like, there
right.
has to be somewhere where you got to meet family. You know, you just can't run up and be like, this is my son. Oh, damn, I spent with you too. Like, so it's got to be, like, some communication, unless you've just been in the wild stage like I was before. I ain't going to say if this happened to me, true or false. I ain't going to say that. But I'm just saying. It happens. Stuff like this happens.
Right.
I read it on a news article. Trust me, y'all. He
it's
is
the
not
wine,
the father.
It's the wine. Right. But hey, but I do have to admit though, if I had ended up being like in a lengthy term relationship with the mom or something, I probably would break up with her though. I'm not gonna lie though, because
why? Because you feel loyalty to the mom? You don't feel loyalty to your new relationship? How is that? That's fucked up.
No, it's just, I don't know, just me. I mean, if so, we would have to never go around them, because I just would feel some kind of way. I don't know.
But you would
want to
do a threesome? Is that what you would want to do?
Oh,
like,
no,
can I have you both?
No.
Can I have it? Can
mm-hmm.
I have it? Can
mm-hmm.
I? No.
Now, you know what? See, it could be this wine. It could be the talk radio. I don't know. One or the other. But I don't know. You know what? I got to recant on that, too. I'm just a heathen tonight. I might have to recant on that one, too. I mean, shit, what if we broke up on hard terms? What if she ran off with my homie? That gives a whole new meaning to going home after I find out who your mama was. That's bogus, ain't it? But hey, it is what it is. Some of y'all going, It is.
It's got to be like something that you got to keep it 100. If this is the person that I'm in my new relationship, we've established some trust, some love, some understanding, and you say no secrets, and I roll up. That ain't no secret. That's I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that's got to either be talked about, communicated with, or let go. So, for real. Like, you didn't know.
Right.
If you would have known, you would have been like, I would have been like, no. But you didn't know. But then if he hit me up on the side, how do you tell your daughter or son, yo, your mom's hitting me up, or yo, your dad's hitting me up? And especially, like, if you need something, and you be like, my dad can't call you. Oh, my mom, no, my mom can't call you. Like, it's really my dad gonna pick you. No, my dad can't pick you up. We got to call TT. We got to call Aunt. We got to call Grandma. Because ain't there one of them bitches coming to get us.
Hold on, hold on. You can't call Aunt. Because that's daddy brother. Oh. He's just as dirty as daddy.
We can't call Grandpa. We can't call Grandpa because he created them bad boys.
Right.
This is all messed up. We're going to take our last breather.
This right here is Devon Terrell. I mean, what do you say to her? After all you could say is, look, I know I was with your mama at one time, but baby, you different. This is Devon Terrell. Let's call you different. Monstrous Radio. Where's Dave?
With a roar.
A little bit of wow.
And a woo-wee.
I'm here by no way. You just made my day. Sliding in my DM, I've been stalking on your page. I would never show you my excitement to have you, but goddamn, I can't front. I'm feeling like I got it. Maybe we can run through the city, top down, smoke blunts in the wind. Baby girl, everything free. Make sure that you bring your ID. Drinks on me. Whoa. Fuck it up, I just wanna show you a good time. Just walk to my niggas cause you're so fine. Thinking ahead, I know I ain't got your number, no. I ain't got your name, no. All I got is links, I got me paid some shit like every day. My whole squad know ya. I put you in the chat to go crazy. They probably follow you, but they know that I'm crazy. You belong to me, you don't know that. Baby girl, I promise I can show that. I just want you so bad. Not afraid to say it cause I got a feeling you got everything I need. I can tell just by your feet that you not like each other, girl. Cause you different, you different. I know this, yeah. Cause you different, you different. I know this. I want something different, yeah. I think that's you, yeah. I wear the old and bring in the new. Girl, you different, you different, you different, you different. I want you like right now, I'm hella hype now. Started in my DM, now we meet it face to face. Your homegirl said don't fuck it up, I know better, I don't want no smoke with your friends. I just wanna focus on getting you to my grave. I'm thinking ahead, I know, I ain't got your number, no. I don't got your name, no. All I got is things like copy paste, shit's like every day. Put you in the chat to go crazy. They probably follow you, but they know that I'm crazy. You belong to me, but you don't know that. Baby girl, I promise I can show that. I just want you so bad. Not afraid to say it, cause I got a feeling you got everything I need. I can tell just by your feet that you not like these other girls. Cause you different, you different. I know this, yeah. You different. I know this. I want something different, yeah. I think that's you, yeah. I with the old and bring in the new. Oh, girl, you different. I've been in so many places, I'm tired of guessing. I don't learn my lesson, but you got something different, shawty. You know what I'm saying. Don't know how you feel about it. We can talk about it, cause I want something different, yeah. I think that's you, yeah. I with the old and bring in the new. Oh, girl, you different. You different. You different. You different.
Yeah, Devon Terrell. That's another one of them songs that people come up and ask me about. Who is that? Where can I find it? So when you want to hear who the artists are that we spin, make sure you hit us up either right here live on the air on the Monstars page or on our email at monsterusradio@gmail. Just try to have a little more than that song that went na 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 na. I don't be knowing what song that one is. Get it? So the Divine Terrell called You Different. I can help you find that artist online, or just search them and you'll find them. Your damn self, lazy ass. So all right, Wet Wit Wednesday. All right, we don't went through our topic. I mean that could be a whole nother thing. Could turn into another thing for Comic Cafe. But did you have any more on that topic right there?
No, I'm gonna leave that one alone, case you know that just backfire.
Right, right. But that's like what I was saying about how that can spin off into something. Because, you know, we try to help. It's like global community radio, whether it be therapy, new music, or whatever, whatever. We just try to talk about the things, you know, that you could talk about the water cooler, because we know everything starts with discussion. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, here's something like, I mean, okay, so why do people get mad when, say, like, somebody else comes around? Say you find out somebody don't mess with your friend. Say your person you really into now, and then come to find out they mess with your homegirl or some shit, or a friend of yours. Now all of a sudden you act funny or da-da-da-da-da. Why do people do that? I know it's jealousy, but, I mean, why do people really get jealous over somebody else's past? I mean, something that's before them.
You know, I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's more territorial, and you thinking that that's someone fresh that you may met, and you want that. You always want that feeling like a new toy. Like, ain't nobody had this. This is my new toy. And then when somebody you know, and you may have an issue with how they are and who they are, but they still your homegirl or someone you know, you just don't want. You know who they are as a person, and you look at that like, ugh, you mess with that, then what you mess with me for? Because we totally two different people. So I think it's more or less of the person than it is with expressing like, man, this was my new toy. Now it feels like it's broken because you mess with her with it, and I know her.
Right.
The freshness rubs off real quick.
Real quick. So, all right, so yeah, that's one of the things I want to talk about tomorrow on Comic Cafe. I believe we'll be on. My work day is pretty simple tomorrow, so I don't see no reason why we shouldn't be on. Everybody says the internet's working fine now, so everything should be going great. So that's tomorrow, Comic Cafe. Yeah, there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you deserve. It's community radio. Talk about community issues, politics. I don't be drinking no wine, so, you know, I can keep it serious.
I will.
Yeah, if you got issues, or, you know, whether it be, let's see, something that's going on in your community that needs to be brought to, you know, global attention, hit us up. Let us know. You got a community event, something that's going on, a cancer awareness event, or something, a basketball event for kids, those type of things. Let us know. We want to help promote those because that's what we're about, whether it be in the Twin Cities, Atlanta, London, wherever, Russia, Japan, Tel Aviv, Israel, it doesn't matter. You got something that's going on, you want the global people to hear about, or you want to be heard, let us know. We'll talk about it on Comic Cafe. So, let's see, anything else you want to put out here before we get up out of here tonight?
Yes, I want to talk about For the Love of Wine. It's something that I do, I decided to do. It's once a month, and it's where my homegirls come, and we share wine that is your favorite. And you cannot bring the same wine the next time you come. It has to always be something different. And we taste that wine, and it's almost for people who, you know, who are used to the bottom shelf types of wine and don't know that there's other types of wine that you can drink. We're going to be hitting the wineries. We're going to be hitting up wine testing places. So it's just a couple of us just, you know, learning wine. And
ooh,
the fun tastes of wine. And so everyone has to bring a wine or two or three. It doesn't, there's not a number. And we shake it and taste it.
Okay. So is that almost like a, you know, when you guys do it, is it still like a lady empowerment, maybe a lady bonding type thing?
Absolutely. Tell me where the world. Oh, my bad. yeah, so it's the time. So we talk, we bond, we eat, we empower each other. So, yeah, we talk about, you know, different things that went on in their week, things that's going on in their life, relationships. So, yeah, it's fun. Mm. And we drink wine over it.
That
and it's for the love of wine.
Right. So is it open or is it just for you and your friends?
No, it's open. It's open.
Okay. So how can people get in contact with you if they want to come and join the wine festivities?
They can hit me up on the Monstar page, the THEMONSTARC, and say wine taste. I want to be part of the wine tasting, or hit us up at gmailmonstersradio@gmail.com and put in wine tasting. It's unbelievable. Or hit me up on my page, hit Miss Unbelievable, and it'll pop up. And hit me in my inbox.
Okay. There you go. So, all right, y'all. That's our show for tonight. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. Hopefully we played something sexy, gave y'all something to talk about at the water cooler, depending on what job you at. I'm just saying, don't get fired trying to talk like us.
I'm getting it in. I'm going to tell them how I fucked all night. Oh, sorry.
So, all right, I don't know what else to tell you. You know what I mean? So, all right, the show's
you
over.
You fucking all night.
So, all right, enjoy yourself. Don't forget to find more about the show in the archives at monsterusradio.com. That's our show for tonight. Enjoy yourself, and no matter what, always be monstrous.
And fuck all night. See?